There was an article in papers across Minnesota, including the Grand Rapids Herald Review earlier this month. It was called Don't Be Afraid to Get the Help You Need, and it was written by United States Senator Tina Smith. She represents the state of Minnesota. She's a DFLer, and she's back with us on KAXE KBXE. Senator Smith, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Heidi. I'm happy to join you this morning.
It sounds like mental health is really important to you personally, but also in your role as a senator.
Well, I have come to appreciate how mental health and mental health concerns touch so many of us across Minnesota and across the country. And I, especially this year as I've been traveling around and talking to people in rural areas of the state, and so many people approach me and we're talking about their own concerns about their mental health in their families and the struggles that they were having getting access to mental health care. And this really led me to think that I should be, let people know about my own experiences with depression when I was a younger woman to help break down the stigma that I think people still feel about seeking mental health care. And it's been so rewarding for me. Of course, it's always difficult to share private things, but it's been so rewarding to me the number of people who've come up and said, thank you for sharing your story. I shared it with my daughter who's in college, who's struggling, or it helped me to think differently about what I've been going through. It is just something that affects so many people, and I want to help to break down the stigma and then figure out what we can do to get better access to care.
I want to talk about the bill that you have that has to do with schools, but you also mentioned in this article that you wrote a dairy farmer, a woman from Lake City, Minnesota, and she struggles with mental health, and I think we're just starting to hear in the media about how tough it is for farmers out there.
Well, the farm economy has been so challenging. I was talking to a friend of mine who works in agriculture last week, and he said the financial struggles and the mental health struggles that so many Minnesota farmers are experiencing right now are really kind of overwhelming for people. The story of this woman from Lake City really inspired me because she had to overcome a lot of worry to actually reach out to help. And she was also experiencing something that a lot of people do when they are feeling depressed or anxious. They really feel like it's a problem that they have and there isn't any help for them. And when you get feeling so hopeless, it's hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel. But her story of just making the phone call and asking for help made, I bet it had a huge impact on a lot of people as they heard that there is help out there.
Well, let's talk about the Mental Health Services for Students Act. What do you want to do with this?
Well, what I want to do is to make it easier for youth in our schools to get access to mental health care. And here's why I think this makes such a big difference. There are barriers to accessing mental health. It might be transportation barriers. How do you get to the counselor's office in the middle of the day without missing a whole bunch of school? How do you even know where to go and find somebody who can help you? And if there is counseling available to you right in the school, that barrier is broken down. And then the other thing that I've heard from young people is that when they can walk into the door of their school nurse and get access to the mental health care that they need right away, it also helps to get rid of this stigma that we all feel around mental health. There are some great examples of how this is working in schools across Minnesota. I've had a chance to visit some of them, and that really inspired me to work on this bill and to help schools everywhere where it can be expensive to do this, help get federal support to build out mental health care in schools.
So when you say build partnerships, what does that look like to you?
Well, there are mental health care services and providers in every community. But if they're not located in the school, if there's not a good partnership with the school district, then you're not able to kind of get that easy access. And so what our bill would do is help local community mental health providers and schools come together and figure out how to set up programs that are right in the school. I've seen a great way that this is working in the Rochester Public Schools, where the administrators and the teachers and the mental health providers all got together and they figured out how to make it work for students. And I should also say make it work for families, because a lot of parents want, all parents want the very best for their kids, but they don't always know what to do or even if their child is struggling. So again, another example of why having these programs in schools makes such a difference for kids and families.
So where is the Mental Health Services for Students Act at in the process right now?
Well, I introduced the bill not too long ago, and I am working to move it forward. The next step is to get a hearing for it, which I will, which I'm working on right now. It's also really important to have bipartisan support for bills like this, and I'm working to find both Republican and Democratic sponsors. I am happy to say that I have a partner companion bill in the House of Representatives, and that bill has bipartisan support. So I am I'm hopeful that we'll be able to move this forward this year.
That's U.S. Senator Tina Smith, DFLA representing Minnesota. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much.